Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to News Crunch, a new monthly segment on At Home with Victoria. Join TV journalist and news lady Victoria Gaither, along with her smart, witty, and colorful guests, as they crunch newsmakers and stories while putting their own spin on issues. Here's Victoria.
Well, good evening, everybody. Well, our smart and witty guest tonight on News Crunch on At Home with Victoria is Jamie. Jamie is joining us. She is a social networking guru with On The Mark Media. So many of you guys know that this week Facebook has decided that they are going to make the switch over to the new timeline. In fact, if you look on Facebook, then some of your friends and family members have already made the switch. And like me, you're probably thinking, what is going on? Do I have to make the switch? Do I not have to make the switch? The pros and cons about that. So Jamie Ratliff is joining us tonight, and she's going to kind of help us walk through at least what some of the important information is about it. Hi, Jamie. I'm so glad that you're here because we completely, totally need you tonight.
Hi, Victoria. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I want to thank my friend Mark Silverstein, who is your boss from On The Mark Media, for hooking me up and making this happen for you to be here tonight. So, Jamie, the deal was that I knew Facebook was going to be making this change, and it wasn't until I sort of was cruising On The Mark Media and I saw your video. So I sat down and I looked at your video. So I had all these sort of preconceived notions going into it, though I'm not going to like it. I don't like the way the page looks. What is this? It makes my eyeballs hurt and all that sort of stuff. And it wasn't until that I really sat down and I looked at your video and the way that you explained it, the pros and the cons, I thought, you know what, there really are some features that I really like about this. Not only that, some of the features I remember sort of saying to myself, man, I wish that, you know, I can post something on my wall or somebody can post something and I can feature it on there and then not constantly be sort of pushed down to the bottom. So it was really as a result of you that that I started to think that, you know what, there really could be some good of this. So I know you kind of have about 6 points that you want to go through to talk to our listeners tonight about the new timeline. So I know first thing we're going to talk about is that Facebook is now giving you apparently the opportunity to sort of digitally document your life.
Yes. Before, the Facebook profile basically just featured everything that was happening to you in the present day. It was really annoying if you ever wanted to see what someone was doing, say, before December 2011. You'd have to scroll all the way down and go through and sift through a bunch of information. But now Facebook has made it very, very easy for you to see what someone has been doing their whole entire life. So like I was saying before, you get to digitally document your life and share it with all of your friends. I personally think this is very cool because you can share with your friends very important life events. So say, for example, you got married in 2005, but your Facebook from before would only show your present-day Facebook. Well, now you can share with everybody that you got married in 2005 by adding it to your timeline. So very, very cool feature.
Now, and when you talk about the timeline, and actually as we have this conversation, I am in front of my laptop, and I have my Facebook page up. Right now it happens to be On The Mark Media. So sorry, Mark, I'm going to switch it over to my main page because I wanted to ask Jamie. So in the right-hand side of that new page, you have sponsors, and then down a little bit further in the middle of the page, you have something that says Now, December, November 2011, 10, 9, 8, and then it has born. So basically, let's say, for example, I want to go back. Somebody comes to my page and they want to see what I was doing in 2011. All they really have to do is just click on that 2011, and it will transport them back to that time.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And so talk a little bit about the pros and the cons of the timeline.
Okay. Well, let's start off with some of the pros. Like I was saying before, now people don't have to sift through other people's profiles to find information. Everything is very user-friendly and easily accessible, which I personally like. The worst thing is trying to creep on somebody and not be able to find what they're looking for. Now you can very easily do that. Say, for example, I wanted to see what my best friend was doing in 2006 when we graduated high school. All I had to do is go on her timeline, click the 2006 button on her timeline, and I can see all her posts, all her pictures, and everything very easily. I don't have to keep scrolling down. I don't have to go through a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's going to be right there, right in front of me, and I really like that. Another pro about the Facebook timeline is Facebook is taking a lot of the work out of you sharing information with your friends. Before, you had to do all of these different things like check in, and like people would have to go to your profile to find like where you checked in at, but now they're condensing everything onto your timeline. So say, for example, people wanted to see where I traveled to, where I was born, where certain life events happened. All they would have to do is go to my timeline, click on my map feature, and it has all my check-ins. I can add all the trips I've ever been on. I can add where I was born, anything like that, and it would be right there, right front and center for everyone to see. So definitely Facebook is taking a lot of work out of things for you.
And it's interesting, Jamie, because I did not really even know anything about that feature. So as, again, we're having this conversation, I just clicked on that myself. And it is amazing because on the right-hand side, it has all recent October, September, August, earlier this year, 2010, and then way back. And there is a map. So, and I guess some people are going to say, well, you know what, I don't really want everybody to know sort of where the center of my universe is, where I go, or what I've been doing. And I know later we're going to get to some of the sort of, I'm sure, their built-in features. If you don't want that information out there, then you don't have to have that information out there. But that's interesting because I never, since I've done the switchover, and Jamie, I did it in honor of you since you were going to be on the show tonight. I thought, well, if Jamie's coming on to talk about this, I better just go ahead and make the switchover. In fact, it was a couple of days ago that I made the switch over and kind of posted the information for everybody else to do it. So I know a lot of the At Home with Victoria is probably half and half. Half of us, like our producer, Mar Bennett, is going to wait till the last minute because she doesn't like it. Then the other half of our listeners and fans decided to go ahead and switch over since we were doing the show tonight. But I tell you one thing that I do like about it as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the page. I love that very large picture at the top. I guess it's called, what, a cover? A cover photo. I really like that because I always thought a lot of times the pictures that they used to have, that sometimes I just thought they were so tiny, and I was one of those people who never could figure out, you know, how to make the picture bigger, and then I didn't want to make it bigger because I thought, you know, I don't want to be obnoxious and have people, you know, sort of come on my page and see my big giant face and teeth on there. So, but I really like that picture, and I kind of feel like that, you know, if there's anything special that you really want people to see, then that's a perfect opportunity spot for that.
Absolutely. I actually saw yours yesterday, and I love that you have the Blog Talk Radio swag up there. It looks very, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, like you were saying, that's another pro to Facebook timeline. Before, Facebook was very bland. It was your basic setup, your profile picture, and then you could choose what to share with what friend. But now your Facebook is going to really show off your personality with that cover picture. You can choose anything that you want. Like you picked your Blog Talk Radio swag, and that reflects your personality, and also, like, shows that you have your own radio show. Me, I chose the North Carolina Tar Heel basketball team because I'm obsessed with them, and everybody that comes to my site, when they see that picture, they're going to be like, this is definitely Jamie Ratliff's profile. It's definitely a way that you can show off your personality to everyone now via Facebook. So, I love that feature as well.
Yeah, and you know what, Jamie, it's interesting because I completely agree with you because when I, when you and I first became friends and, you know, I, of course, looked on your page, I thought, man, she must really love that team because you're right, you know, because instantly when you look at somebody's page and you see that picture up there, that in itself, I think, like you said, just says a lot about the person and that, you know, you kind of get to see a little bit of their personality. The other thing that I do like about the top part is that, you know, they also give you that smaller box for another picture. In your case, in my case, and I think most people, that's the actual picture of our face that we actually do put on there. And I like that the top part underneath your name, that you've got the little friends box, the photos, the maps, and
yes,
also your likes. So I do think that it is pretty cool that that's very convenient right up there at the top, because before, now that we have the new page, I can't remember what the old one's like. Was it on the second page or pushed down to the left, or it was kind of somewhere else?
You had to click info to see some of that information. For example, things that you liked or some of your interests or music that you liked or any kind of apps that you have running on Facebook, you would have to click info and go to a different page to look at all that stuff. Now it's all condensed into one page, which, as I was saying before, I really, really like that.
So any more pros and cons of the timeline you want to talk about before we move on?
Yes. Another pro of the timeline is the fact that now you can actually feature your posts. So they don't get buried down, like you were saying before, with all your other information. So if there was something that really, like, if there was, like, a certain news story that came out that really you really want to share with your friends, or if there was, like, for example, you know, like, you wanted to put your baby's pictures up, anything like that that you would want, like, everyone to see and know about, you can now feature that. And the way that you do that is every single thing that you do on Facebook now is going to get its own individualized box. So any mm-hmm. kind of activity at all, whether it be someone's wall post to you, whether it be a status, what you're listening to via Spotify, anything like that, it's going to have its own individualized box. And if you look up in the top right corner of the box, there's a star. And all you have to do mm-hmm. is click that star, and then your post expands and becomes the biggest post on your page. And then mm-hmm. that way, it's very eye-catching, and it also moves to the top. So it's going to be the first thing that people see on your profile. And I like
and
that,
Jamie,
because a lot of...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't mean to cut you off, but when I sat down and I watched your video, that was one of the first things that you talked about on the video. And speaking of the video that I keep talking about, I'm so rude, everyone. Our producer, Marilyn Bennett, is actually putting that information, the link to the video that I'm talking about, inside the chat room. And you can also find it, because I featured Jamie and it on my page today. So that was something that was really key to me, because I had always, you know, had, like, whether it was one of my shows or something that somebody would email me or something that I saw somewhere else on Facebook that I thought was really important. And I would get so irritated because, you know, as people post on your page, it would constantly, Jamie, bump the information down. So I thought this is the answer, you know, to my prayers that, you know, if I want to highlight whether it's a picture or a link or something, that you can actually feature it. And then when it expands, it's like, wow. So it's kind of like when people look at your page, it's very clear to them that if you feature something, then that really must be important to you and you kind of want them to take a look at. So I love that.
Absolutely.
Feature.
I do too. We can go ahead and get started on some of the cons.
Okay.
As far as cons go, I am very pro Facebook timeline now, just because I've been sifting through a bunch of different people's profiles, and I think Facebook timeline is excellent. I love it. But there are some cons. The first one would be the fact that it's a change. Everyone, as soon as their Facebook changes, everyone gets mad. Everyone has to write a status update about it. But you know what? You learn to live with it. And I feel like with Facebook timeline, yes, it's going to take a little while to get used to it, but when you do, you'll love it. So that's kind of like a sort of con, third pro.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is your whole history is now a lot easier for people to access. Nowadays, everybody is on Facebook, whether you're friends with your boss, your coworkers, ex-boyfriends, whatever the deal is. Everyone's on Facebook. Everyone's your friend. So now, if you do switch to timeline, be aware that a lot of your information from before, say, for example, when you were in college, could now be accessible to bosses, coworkers, et cetera. So that is something to be aware of. However, I will say this. Facebook, once you do get timeline, you can always edit everything before you actually publish your timeline. And what I mean by publish is make it go live to every one of your friends. So if there are things that you don't want people to see, you can easily edit all of that before anybody will ever see your timeline. So just word to the wise, make sure that you do go back and look through all of your pictures and everything like that and make sure things are shared that you want to be shared.
So once you actually put something sort of out there, let's say if I put a picture on there or a link and I thought, oh, man, I really shouldn't have done that, it's never really too late to, in that sense, to go back and change it and take it off there?
No, absolutely not. Another thing that we'll actually get into later as far as security goes, any kind of settings that you had previously, like say, for example, you had a certain album of pictures up that you only want like your college buddies or like sorority sisters to see. Facebook is going to respect those settings for you, so only they are still going to be able to see it. However, some of the newer features are defaulted to public, which we will get to in a little bit. So just be aware of that.
Okay, go ahead and continue.
Okay, yeah, that's basically all I had for Conzo, because like I was saying, I'm very pro Facebook timeline.
Okay, that sounds good. So we talked a little bit about why you personally like it. Was there anything else in that, you know, area that we didn't talk about why you liked it?
I think we kind of went over it in my con section, but yeah, I just really like how user-friendly it is now and how easy it is to find things. And I also really like how easy it is for me to feature certain things. Like, I really like all of my friends to know what music I'm listening to. And with the old mm-hmm. Facebook profile, like, people had to scroll down. It was very hard for them to find it. They couldn't see what new playlist I created, nothing. It was very, very hard for them to find it. Now, Facebook has an individualized box for each app that I use. And for music, I use Spotify. So my Spotify app has its own box now, and all my friends have to do is, like, go on my page, and it's right there, right in front of them, and they can see, oh, the last thing that I was listening to was Taylor Swift or Drake or something like that. So I like
mm-hmm.
that.
And, you know, I haven't Spotify. I know about it, but I haven't done anything to bring it onto my Facebook page. So I'll have to do that, and if I get into trouble and have any questions, you know I'm going to email you or call you and say, Jamie, help me.
Please
I need help
do.
With Spotify. Thank you so
Please
much.
Do.
But okay, so let's continue. We talked a little bit about to explain how it works, but also about customizing it. So there are ways to customize the new look.
Yes. With Facebook Timeline, there are a lot. Everything that you're accustomed to is still there. You're still going to have a friend box that shows all of your friends, all of your likes and interests and music. All of that's still going to be there. They're just going to be in different places now. And you can actually choose where those things appear on your profile. Like we were talking about earlier, you can now feature some of your posts. That's one way to customize. Another way is to show off your personality by adding the cover picture, like we were talking about earlier as well. And then the third thing is there is actually a bar right underneath your profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you can't move your friends or your likes box, but everything else mm-hmm. in that box you can move. So you can move, say, for example, my map. If I didn't really want people to see that, I could hide that feature. And so the only three things up there for me would be music, likes, and whatever else, or music, like, and friends. Those
okay.
boxes, to edit those, all you do is you go up to them, you click on the pencil and click edit, and you can move them around or click hide, and they easily will go away from your timeline.
Okay. I like that. In fact, as we did that, I just decided that I didn't want my map up there, so I am going to go ahead and take my map off. Jamie, before you continue, I want to acknowledge that we've got a lot of guests visiting tonight inside the chat room. They all came to listen to you to teach us about this new timeline. And Marilyn Bennett, our producer, is completely on it. So we love you, Marilyn Bennett. Mike Cullip is with us. Also, your boss on the Mark Media. I don't know if it's Kathy or Mark that's listening. In fact, Kathy emailed me and told me that she's actually tweeting live as you and I have this conversation. So that's the power of social networking. So I want to thank Kathy Silverstein for kind of hanging out with us tonight. And she's on Twitter tweeting
thank
as we
you,
have
Kathy.
This conversation. Yeah, don't we just love Kathy? She's like the greatest, isn't she? I love her. I actually did have a question. So if you can't answer it, then maybe you can research it and email it to me later, and then I can kind of let everybody know. People wanted to know if we know the with the dimension of that large picture in that box. So I know Andrew had that question. Do you know the dimensions of that?
Okay. Hi, Andrew. Actually, what you can do is you can Google cover hack for Facebook, and you can find out the exact dimensions. But from my experience with it, you can upload any size picture that you want, and Facebook actually will either expand or make the picture smaller to fit that box, and you can actually drag the picture to where you want it to be. So, say, like, I uploaded a picture of my basketball team, and the picture wasn't exactly right, but Facebook went ahead and expanded it for me, so now it looks perfect on the page. You don't actually have to customize it yourself unless you, you know, have a specific image or you want, like, a specific word or something across. But Facebook takes all the trouble out of that for you. So I didn't even resize it or anything. I just uploaded it directly from my computer, and it worked. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much for answering that question. And Andrew,
absolutely.
I know it's the Andrew that I'm thinking about. He is listening to us live tonight from Chicago. So Chicago is in the house. I want to thank you, Andrew, for that question. So, Jamie, we're going to continue on. Of course, when you talked about one of the cons, just the simple fact that we all have to go through this change. And anytime there's change, people freak out and they're like, oh, you know, I can't do this. Why is Facebook doing this? But eventually I've learned that after about a month, everybody kind of settles down and then we kind of go on our way. But with change, people are always concerned with Facebook about security. So I know you're going to talk about just exercising your caution with Facebook when they do change. So talk a little bit about security to make people, especially my producer tonight, Marilyn Bennett, who is joining us from Tennessee, about the whole security issue.
Okay, gotcha. Well, with the security issue with the new Facebook timeline, you do have to be careful. As I mentioned before, a lot of your posts and your history on Facebook is going to be accessible to everyone that you're friends with on Facebook now, because no longer do they have to scroll through or sift through your information to find things. All they have to do is click the year, and they can find out everything that you were doing that year. So I would definitely say before you publish your timeline or make it live to all of your friends, make sure to go through and edit all of your settings and make sure that your previous settings for certain pictures, certain wall posts, certain videos, anything that you've posted that you may not want coworkers, bosses, anybody like that to see, make sure that you go back and see if those settings are the way that you are, adjust the settings so that they're the way that you want them. The good thing that I found is, like, all of my pictures from college or from high school, like, I only want to share them with my friends from college or my friends from high school. So as I was scrolling through, I saw that Facebook respected those settings and they were not visible to everybody else. And the way that you can actually check this is if you go up to your Facebook bracket or bar that we were talking about before that has everything, like your friends, your all of those boxes up there, there's actually a little wheel. And if you click on that, there's like a little option that says view as. And as soon as you click on that, you can type in any of your friends and see what your timeline looks like to them and know what they can see on your profile. This is really good for all the people that have some things from college or from high school that they do not want future employers or coworkers to see. So you can always check and make sure, which I like a lot because, you know, like, you never know what certain things people will take the wrong way or anything like that. So definitely very good feature.
And, you know, especially, too, when you talk about future employment, because I know within your business, as you being an expert in this field, you know, whenever the issue of social networking comes up, whether it's on the news or talk shows or what have you, that issue of, you know, especially college kids and high school kids and, you know, people just putting things on Facebook that can later come back and sort of bite you in the butt. So I just think, to my general rule, and I think a lot of our fans and listeners on the show, we all sort of feel the same thing. It's like, you know, don't post anything if you don't want anybody to see it, period. Just don't put it up there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because then I just... I just think that if you do that, then you are asking for trouble. I'm also getting a few emails as the show goes on, Jamie. We not only get live
okay.
questions inside the chat room, but I get a bunch of emails, and I was sort of saving this for the last part, but I've gotten quite a few of them, and everybody wants to know how often do you update your blog and where can they find you after this show is over? Do you take random friends on Facebook, or is there another spot where they can kind of follow you to get your insight and information on things?
Gotcha. Well, I work for On The Mark Media. Our website is www.onthemarkmedia.com. Mark is M-A-R-C. And that's where you can find the blog. We update it pretty regularly, and I am going to start doing a video blog pretty often. So I'm going to have a different topic on social media and social networking and any kind of internet marketing. We'll definitely keep you updated on there on all of the latest things. And then you can also find all of my contact information on our website as well. So after the show, if you have any more questions about Facebook or about social networking or marketing for business, anything like that, please feel free to contact us. We will help you.
And also, just to mention, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before, our producer of this show, Marilyn Bennett, is constantly putting the website and all of On The Mark Media information inside the chat room. And I know On The Mark Media is on Twitter. So trust me, if you go on Facebook and type it in, or if you just Google them, I assure you all the information will come up. And, Jamie, I want to say about your video presentation, I really liked it. I mean, it was very easy to follow. The information
Thank
was
you.
Really good. So it was really that good that that's what prompted me to contact Mark to say, hey, can we get Jamie on to talk about this new timeline? So I will put in one request for a topic, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
And that's Spotify. It's like I know a little bit about it, but I feel like I just need more information on it and to figure out how I can sort of use it best for the show and also just, personal stuff on Facebook. So I put
Absolutely.
My hat in there to do something on Spotify. Were there any other issues with security that you didn't talk about that we need to get to?
One of the main things that I actually wanted to point out to everyone tonight is the fact that anything new that you add to your timeline is automatically defaulted to public. So say, for example, you switch over to timeline and you wanted to add that you got married in 2005. And if you only wanted to share that with certain people, you need to make sure that whenever you fill out all the information, that you click on the settings button and click who can see what post. And the way that you do this is if you go to your status box where you usually would type in your new status, there is something called life event there. You click on that life event, and then you fill in all the information. They have several different categories of different life events that you might want to share. You fill in all the information, and there's going to be a little box that says, who do you want to share with? And in that mm-hmm. box, that's where you pick who can see that particular post. And just word to the wise, make sure that you click on this or adjust it every single time you post, because if you don't, certain things that you may not want to share are going to be shared. So just make sure that you're always checking that little box. And I don't know if Facebook is eventually going to change that. I just know right now that's how it is. So for all the people mm-hmm. that, are private and only want to share certain things with certain people, make sure that you adjust your privacy settings on your new timeline events.
Yeah, I think that's good information, and that was a tip that I did not know. So I want to thank you so much. Jamie, honestly, you've really made me feel better. So if all else, I'm happy that you came on tonight because I feel better. And it was interesting because when I started posting before Christmas that you were going to be on, I started getting tons of emails with people saying, well, when is she coming? Well, can you ask her this and can you ask her that? So I think, you did an awesome job of kind of summarizing at least, the basic points that all of us need to know. And like I said, to everyone who's listening or if you're inside the chat room and you can find the information on my wall, if you still have any questions or if you've got some concerns about something, I'm telling you guys, go to her video presentation. It's really good. I mean, you can kind of sit there and sort of maybe, Jamie, have a double screen and have you talking and then have your Facebook page up, because she does a great job of really going through the information, and, you know, she's really good in terms of it being user-friendly. And, again, that was how I ended up making the switch over, was after I got a chance to see your video presentation. So you've got any other interesting things that you guys are working on there on the Mark Media that you can tell us about? Any good stuff you got coming up or that you're working on?
Well, right now what we're doing is I customize Facebook pages for business. So I make sure that your business has an online presence, because everyone is on Facebook. So might as well fish where the fishes are. And I try to make your Facebook page your second website. And so far, all of our clients are very, very happy with it, and that's what I've been working on.
Good. Well, we are happy to hear that. So, Jamie, you are awesome, and this is something that has nothing to do with the show, but for all the guys that have been emailing me, asking me, telling me that you're hot and they want to take you out, you guys are going to have to ask for that yourself. You can't. I don't know anything about Jamie's personal life, so stop emailing me. They're sending me these emails. I'm like, no, let's talk about the Facebook timeline and stop talking about you trying to date my guest. So anyway, listen, I hope you come back, and anytime you guys at On the Mark Media have anything that you've got going on that's important, especially, you know, that's going to kind of need to reach a large audience, then come back, and you just did an awesome job, and I just think you're super, and I just want to thank you again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity, and I had a great time.
Okay. Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
And everyone, that was Jamie Ratliff, who was with us tonight from On the Mark Media. She did a great job. Now, what's interesting about Jamie, and I knew she was going to do a fabulous job, so we talked earlier, and she was like, I'm a bit nervous. And I said, trust me. I said, you're going to be fine. So, of course, she was fine. And, again, I want to thank Kathy Silverstein, who was tweeting tonight for On the Mark Media as we were having this conversation. I want to thank Mark for helping me get Jamie on tonight. And, of course, like I said, Jamie, you know, please, she, like, knocked it out of the ballpark. She just did an awesome job. So, with that said, my entertainment co-host, Michael Kay, is going to join us because we've got a few seconds that he wants to talk about a few things. Michael, if you are out there listening, I'm having a bit of a problem with the computer, so if you can bring yourself into the conversation and get Jamie out of the board, that would be great, then we'll go ahead and continue the conversation.
No problem.
So,
can you hear me,
Michael,
now?
I can hear you fine. So Jamie did an awesome job, didn't she?
Fantastic. Really good information. I think it's fantastic to know that those who may do Chardonnay Facebooking at my time, that it's the new timeline makes it effortless to scroll down and delete comments that you shouldn't have said in the first place. So it really does. Again, great information about checking your security settings and making sure those are all fired up. But, yeah, fantastic girl. And On the Mark Media is in the chat room offering up information. And, yes, absolutely. Jamie will be back when everything's up and running.
Well, I hope
we can go ahead and ask
her
more.
I have a feeling she'll come back to visit. If not, then I'll just have to bug them and ask them to have her come back and give us information. So, yeah, she really did a good job. And, in fact, what was cool about her being here with us tonight was that I know a lot of people, our regulars and folks that are just listening, actually had their laptops or whether they have their iPads. So it was nice that as she was, you know, explaining to us what to do, and I was doing the same thing, I was literally sitting there doing it as she was explaining it to check some of those security settings and all of that. So just really, really good information. And again, On the Mark Media, check out Jamie's video blog. And like she said, they're always updating their blog. So any type of information that you need, whether it's media relations, public relations, social networking, then they're really a good source on Facebook and their website to go to. And speaking of source and information, you have been, many people don't know this, your partner, Steve, is sick and is actually in the care going through with hospice right now. So Steve has MS, and you guys have been doing video blogs, posting it on YouTube to kind of give people an idea about, you know, what life is like for somebody who's dealing with MS and who may not have a long time to be around. How difficult has that been for you, Michael?
We thought about it. For those who don't know, Steve's my partner for 13 years, and he has secondary progressive MS, and what we're hitting right now is in hospice care. Hospice care, for those who don't know, is basically end-of-the-road care kind of a thing, just kind of make you feel comfortable with pain management and the issues that arise. So we thought long and hard of it, but, you know, Steve is a fantastic and vital person. So the thing that's going is his body, so the mind's awake. So we decided to do this for a couple reasons. One is to go ahead and have those who are actually going through some sort of a terminal end care to get a sense of what to look for. It's not really so scary. I mean, it's definitely hard. The learning's fantastic, but and for caregivers as well, it works well both ways. So we're doing a show called Tales from the Crypt. We film it every Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and then we fire it up on YouTube. And the response and the questions we have is very good and very fantastic. But, mm-hmm. Vic, I really do think that there's a bigger story here, because with the number of people that Steve's been having come from his high school area and everything like that, I will say out of the 14 people who came, every one of them suffers from an autoimmune disease. And they live mm-hmm. right in the same town as a chemical plant. So, you know, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's a duck.
Right.
So we're finding out so much more information than just the absolute thing. But it's humorous. It's not really depressing. We try and answer one serious question, answer one funny question. But and Steve has, like I said, a fantastic outlook on this. So we're going to walk you through it. Actually, we're going to be doing a show on hospice coming up, and actually we're going to interview mm-hmm. his team. Everybody gets a team of four. You get a social worker, you get a chaplain, you get a nurse practitioner, and the fourth person is a chaplain. So I'm going to have all of them on the show to actually discuss specifically Steve's, but more or less talk about hospice, because hospice has turned out to be such a God-given talent. It is so relieving. They walk you through everything, and the booklet they give you, as scary as it is to the money as to what to expect. So they really do kind of, they hit you in the head, but then they're there with a pillow. You know what I mean? So they're a fantastic organization, and it's one that I personally will continue to advocate for my existence. It's pretty precious, Victoria.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to get back to talk a little bit and touch on the videos, like Michael said, the videos I just think are very, very well done, because you have a sense, obviously, and physically looking at Steve, you can tell that he is very sick. There is no doubt about that. But then as soon as the two of you start the conversation, you laugh through the entire thing, because like you said, Steve is funny. He's witty anyway, and he's just got this fantastic personality. So you kind of find yourself, you know, sitting there enjoying the conversation, but at the same time learning something, and then to actually see with your own eyes and to hear, you know, what it's like when somebody is at their last stage of life and they're going on to the next phase of stage of their life. So
right.
I would just recommend that, you know, I don't want people to look at it and really be afraid to watch it and click the play button, because I'm telling you guys, from the time that you start to watch it, from the time that it's over, you will laugh the entire time. In fact, I guarantee you will not only laugh the entire time, you will play it again and probably start laughing the entire time. One of my favorite parts of the last video was the scene about the cigarette. So I'm not going to give it away or say anything, but just, you know, make sure that you watch it. And, Michael, what's the, you know, for those of them that don't follow you on YouTube, what's the name? How can they find you on YouTube?
You can just go ahead and type in Tales from the Crip, C-R-I-P, into your search bar, and it'll take you actually right to them. Yeah, it was pretty funny. The last one we had was Christmas Eve, and of course, you know, Steve had proposed to me. The chaplain suggested maybe we want to go ahead and get this done, and then January 1st in Delaware, same-sex marriages are legal. So we're actually going to do that on YouTube, which I think is just so funny, because at this point, really, who needs a wedding? You know, like Like, I want to be like Kardashian and walk down, like, who are we fooling here? You know what I mean? So it'll be, it was me, Stephen the Chaplain, with Steve's, you know, Sherling blanket on top. And it just, you want to talk about real? That's a real marriage.
That's
right
real.
There. No frills.
Well, no, I definitely hope that if you have not seen it, that you check it out on YouTube. Because, like I said, it's just, you know, first of all, the mere fact that the two of you, especially Steve, did this is just absolutely brave. I mean, to put yourself out there like that and to know that you are dying and to let other people into your life and to let other people see it, I mean, that in itself completely blows my mind, and it's just like, wow. So just, you know, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, kudos to you, and also kudos to Steve for putting yourself out there like that. So with that said, Michael, you are going to have to say goodnight and take us out. Victor has been patiently waiting for me downstairs. We're about to hit the road to head up to Western Maryland for a few days for the new year. So normally when we're done with the show, all of us jump on Facebook and start talking about it. So I won't be on Facebook. I think I've got about a six-hour drive, so I probably won't be on Facebook until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, which is still normal for me. But again, before I go, I want to thank Mark Silverstein from On the Mark Media. I want to thank Kathy for tweeting during the show. And, of course, our fabulous guest tonight, Jamie, who explained everything that we needed to know about the new timeline. Don't forget, check out On the Mark Media. And I will be back on Facebook probably at about 3 o'clock in the morning. So, Michael, you say goodnight, play a song, do whatever you want. You've got 3 minutes. I will
chat
with you later.
Certainly will. You drive
and
carefully,
everybody.
And, yes, it's night, Vic. I want to thank everybody up in the chat room. I want to thank comedian Stevie Mack, Extra Effort Forum. Want to... I guess I'm still on the air. And it was Victoria Linda had logged out. Catherine Taddy, Mar Ben, thanks for producing. Mike Cullip, my brother from another mother, On the Mark Media. So we're going to end the show tonight with SJ Acoustics, One Christmas Wish. And thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Take care.
Snow's falling all night long. The radio's playing Christmas songs. Chestnuts and Rudolph and sleigh bells all deck the halls. Jingle bells ring, ring, ring. Carolers doing that thing. Angels, eggnog, stockings, big candy canes. Jack Frost grins. Well, shine a bright light, twinkle in the wind. But my Christmas list, it's got just one wish. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. Santa's come around twice now, but you're nowhere near. I know you might not make it round this way, but without you, Christmas is just another day. Lights blink white, red, and green on our Christmas tree. Presents wrapped with little tags that read to you from me. On this quiet, silent night, yeah, only Saint Nick knows if tomorrow you'll be here under my mistletoe. Jack Frost grins, shine a bright light, twinkle in the wind. But my Christmas list, it's got just one wish. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. I see sleigh tracks on the roof, but I still don't see you here. I know you might not make it round this way, but without you, Christmas is just another day. Just another day. Once again, oh, it's that time of year. Santa, please check your nice list, cause I'm sure I'm in the clear. Yes, I know you might not make it round this way. Just a plain old day without you. This Christmas. Christmas Day.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.